We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Artist of the day. I don't believe they've ever been the artist of the day on this fine program.
I think that should happen again sometime.
It is a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. They only got four hits.
I was going to say we'll have to pick. Oh, wait a second.
No, just throw it back in the pile and, you know, a year from now.
Same four songs?
Yeah, why not?
Do it all over again?
After enough time passes, it'll be fine.
All right, are we ready to play Hummers at Five?
Works for me.
The hosts of this program have written down songs, and the other hosts of the program have to guess what song I'm humming or that
so
Will's humming.
Stupid.
It is the dumbest game we've ever come up with. Dana said to me off the air, I am so nervous about this. I don't know why.
Because her humming is terrible.
I hate this game. I'm so bad at it.
You do know the last four letters of dumbest are best, right?
Yes. That's amen. Good. That's good. A very good
Thank
point.
Thank you, Sam. That's a good point.
You're welcome. Best game.
All right. I go first, then Will, then Dana. We save the best for last. Okay, you ready? It has to be a major hit.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, here comes mine. You ready?
I love how you looked at me when you said major hit.
Well, I think you would be inclined to pick some obscure yacht rock song that nobody's ever heard of.
I would be most likely to do that among us, yeah.
Okay, so are we ready?
Ready.
Here I go.
Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Yes!
Wow!
Yes! Very good, Will Starrett.
Thank you.
All right, Will, you're next when you're ready. Do you notice everybody clears their throat right before they do it?
Well, I was just drinking my lunch a moment ago, so I really actually do need to clear my
How's
throat.
How's that going, by the way?
Going quite well.
Are you in hell yet?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
How will I know? How will I know?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, by Whitney Houston. Son of a bee sting. Better in this game. All right.
Dana has to stand up to do hers.
I'm standing up.
Well, yeah, because you have to breathe from the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, ready?
If you're going to do this right, you have to.
Yeah, ready?
Go for it.
Okay. No, but stop.
Okay,
stop
in all seriousness.
If you're going to laugh through the whole thing, we're not going to be able to figure out what it is.
You've got to focus. Hang on, I'm actually getting close to this
me
one.
Too.
Wait, stop.
Is that seriously how you hum? Like, if you're humming a song to yourself, is that what it sounds like?
She's
very...
always, by the way, you with Dana, you always have to take it two octaves down.
Mm-hmm.
Because she always, wait.
It's very strange.
She always hums way too high.
Mm-hmm.
All right, start over with no laughing, because I think I'm getting close to this one.
Me too.
Da-na.
Yeah.
Da-na.
Uh-huh.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na. Stop.
Sam, you know it! Beat it! But you
What? No, that's not what I was. No, I was nowhere near that.
I'm going to look on the text line and see if somebody got that.
I'm going to guess they didn't. The guesses from the text line consist of, that's the hit song, Help, I've Been Kidnapped.
What the hell is that?
And Dana sounds like a hostage.
Is Dana having a stroke?
Is Dana okay?
Does Dana have duct tape over her mouth?
Here's the best one. Holy crap, Dana.
Is there a dying animal in there with you guys?
I think someone guessed it. Keep scrolling down.
Dana sounds like a hostage. Dana, that is bad. Is she humming Deliverance?
Let Dana out of the trunk.
Oh, my God. Is she dying?
Why are you so bad at this? I don't know.
Okay. Here goes mine. You ready? Okay.
I got nothing.
It's ringing a bell, but not strong enough for me to pick up on.
You want
me?
Yeah.
Word up, Cameo.
That is right. Yes, that is right. From the text line, I love you guys, but Helen Keller could help Dana with Hummers.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Will, you're next. Want to get physical? Olivia Newton-John,
there
1981.
Well, let me hear your body talk. I thought she was working out. You remember that video?
About working out.
No, it was not.
I mean, technically, it is a workout.
I was like 10 years old. And I'm like,
you do burn a lot
she's
of calories.
Like exercising. That's right.
Lots of sweat.
From my coaching buddy, Dustin. What the blank am I listening to? Is this K-Stroke Radio?
Oh, my God.
He's talking about you.
Okay. I got a good one. Ready? Okay.
Well, good is relative here.
Yeah. Jesus God.
Wow.
Wait, stop. Stop.
It's Bob Dylan in a falsetto.
It really is.
No, listen.
I did.
We did.
That's the problem.
Yeah. You can't do this.
Is it Love Shack?
Yes, you got it!
Oh my God! If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15, only you could get that.
It was only the rhythm. That was the only thing, because none of the notes match at all.
If you put my humming over that beginning, that is exactly what that sounds like.
Okay, you did this one last time, and you tried to prove that it sounded similar, and it did not. I just want to put that out there.
Did I really pick the same song?
Yes, you did pick the same song.
Like I said, the rhythm was the only clue, because the notes were rhythm. No help.
No, they were of no use.
None.
No.
Rhythm, but no tone.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Dana, you actually are getting worse.
I think Dana's batteries are low.
Now, Dana, can you sing any better than that?
No.
I'm not asking you to, but please God, no, but.
No.
So if you were to la-la instead of hum, it wouldn't be any easier.
Well, someone asked if I could do. I can do better than I can hum.
Excuse me?
Phrasing.
I can do better than I hum, too. I do'd already twice today.
From the text line, sounds like she's having contractions. Mm.
Can you hum at a higher tone? There you go. Whoa.
Oh, maybe that's the key. Maybe I got to go high.
Let's do like the most simplistic.
You've already been going high. That's the problem.
Like, let's do the most simplistic song. Like, let's do Imagine by John Lennon. No, no, that's too hard. Never mind.
Amazing Grace?
No, no, let's do I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles. I want to hold your hand. What? Why is it always two octaves too high? No.
I do not need a humming lesson. I hum just fine. Thank you very much. Well, I like that song.
That's the song I told you to hum. That's, I want to hold your hand.
Hum Happy Birthday.
Oh, yeah. Hum Happy Birthday. Oh, my God. You sound like an elephant giving birth.
All right, I want to do one.
All right.
Lay it on me.
He's as bad as Dana.
No.
Dun 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 dun. Wait. Dun, dun, dun. Wait, hang on. Dun 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 dun. Dun dun. Wait, give me the part
you
after.
No idea.
Do that part again. The dun 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 dun. Okay.
Oh, someone just wrote on the text line. It's Don't Stop Believing.
Never in a million years. Never in a million years.
Yes. I thought you did good.
Living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train.
No, you don't have to hum it anymore. We got it. We got it.
A singer in a smoky room. The smell of wine is even here. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting, walking down the boulevard.
Dumbest thing we've ever done. The dumbest.
I'm embarrassed that I didn't know that, though. I should have.
That you didn't know what?
Don't stop believing.
I'm actually embarrassed for you on that.
Yeah. I should have. Well, yeah, especially because my
just the cadence of it.
My hockey team plays that at every game too.
Oh.
Yeah, I should have picked up on that.
I would like to note a whopping two people on the text line said that I was the best at humming.
Oh well, look at you with your little fans over
nice,
there.
Nice, your
Sam
mom
Steve.
And girlfriend decided to chime in today.
Right, right.
Tell mom we said thanks for listening.
Will do. Absolutely.
We teased this story earlier. I'm just going to mention it. We're going to put it on the Facebook page because you have to see it to believe it. Did you see this? The alligator caught climbing over the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Happened in Tampa. And it's all over the web. If you have not seen the video, there's a still photo out there of the alligator about halfway up the fence. It's probably a 6-foot fence. Then there is video.
He's climbing it like a cat?
Scott. Google it. You will not believe. And look up video because you want to see that. This still is cool because you're like, what the hell? When you see the video, so he gets all the way up and it's a chain link fence.
Oh, hell no.
He gets all the way up it and then just flops over to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this alligator climbing fences.
Yes, this is why I bring this up. Yeah. Do you know how many times we've taken the kids to the gator farm every time we go down south? Anytime we're in the Gulf, we go to the gator farm.
When you're down visiting your kin?
You get these little fan boats, like the big fan boats, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Guess what type
relative
of fence
ease there
protects all of those gators
like
at the gator farm?
Bro.
Chain link?
Chain link. There are chain link fences at every gator farm I have ever been to. And not the kind that, like, angle back. Like outside of military bases.
And and for the record, this alligator is probably...
Oh, it's a big one.
Head to tail, 6 feet tall.
Climbs up and over the chain link fence.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I don't know when this started, but I'm not so sure I'm going to be going back to a gator farm. We've taken the kids there.
He flops right onto the other side.
10 times?
Mm-mm.
You know when Katrina hit, Will?
Mm-hmm.
One of the stories they tell down there, and I just love the old guy that does the fan boat tour. They lost all of the gators in Katrina because what happened was the water came up so high.
Sure. They just floated right out and swam off.
They just swam over the fence when the surge hit.
No, they didn't.
And he said, you know, they identify their gators because they have a couple of notches out of their tails that they take when they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we got, I don't know, 10 of them back.
Mm-hmm. And out of how many?
Oh.
10,000.
I mean, a ton got away.
Yeah. I was in Houston when Hurricane Ike hit, and the same thing. You would be amazed at how easily, and quite frankly, in the grand scheme of things, how quickly they can move. I mean, when an alligator decides that it wants to swim away, it's going to do that.
It will motor.
Mm-hmm.
The fence it was climbing over, by the way, was a naval air station in Jacksonville.
Would you rather face an alligator or a shark? Go.
In water or on land?
Shark in water, alligator on land.
You're obviously not allowed into this conversation.
I understand what you meant, Sam, and I'm going to go with shark. Alligators scare me to death.
Alligator.
And they don't eat you. They roll with you and drown you first.
Alligators?
Yeah, that's how they get you.
Well, you know how the shark gets you? They just take you apart limb by limb. One at a time.
Now, they
wouldn't you bleed out by like the second
one? The land?
They said at the naval base, if you are new to Florida.
Yeah, a shark on land. I'll fight that one off.
Yeah,
Sharknado, baby.
I'll take a shark on land any day of the week. Shark on land.
Sharknado.
The naval base posted, if you are new to Florida or have been here for years, you need to know when you see water, assume an alligator could be in it. We have several on the base, and they do not respect our security measures.
That's what guns are for.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice.
That's a jam. That's Foreigner.
No, it's
someday
not.
Someday you'll pay the price, I know.
Somebody real quick before we get on to our next story. Somebody on the text line wants to know, can Dana whistle? So the answer is no.
Can you do that thing? Can you do that thing right here?
No, I can't. I can't whistle loudly.
Can
no.
you do no the one where you put your finger
the,
in your mouth?
Where you go?
Oh my God! Yeah. My dad could shatter glass windows with his whistle. He can put his fingers there, and I don't know
right
how he does
it. Right in the corner of the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that is also like the word supper, a country people thing.
Mm. Okay.
I've never known a city person to be able to do that.
Man, he can do it.
Go ahead.
When I was in high school, I knew somebody that could just like curl their tongue and whistle super loudly that way, and it was insane.
That's about as loud as I can whistle.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, story here from the Kansas City Star. Headline is, with fears of window peeping, Prairie Village advances ordinance restricting drones. The ordinance, by the way, would ban drone use over other people's property without their consent. If the law is actually went through a council committee, if the law is approved next month, violators would be slapped with a $500 fine or a month in jail. The city council has considered regulating unmanned aerial vehicles, read that drones, since 2017 after someone flew a drone over the crowd at the annual jazz festival in Harmon Park. The drone ignited a debate about safety and privacy, in other words, window peeping, said City Administrator Wes Jordan. Police Chief Tim Schwarzkopf said the city has not received many complaints related to drones. With that fact, a main point of discussion, council members were split, voting 6-6, to approve the third draft of an ordinance that would regulate how people can operate drones for recreational purposes. Mm-hmm. Mayor Eric Mickelson provided the deciding vote, advancing the ordinance to a final vote at the next city council meeting on September third.
What do you think?
I think drones are really cool until they fall out of the sky.
I think drones are really cool until they are outside of a window looking in on someone changing.
Okay.
The problem is, with all of these ordinances, and you know this, who owns the airspace above and around your house, and how high up does it go? Like, there's all those questions that come into play.
And somebody points this out on the text line as well, and I was thinking the same thing just a minute ago. Isn't the drone fad kind of run its course? I mean, everybody was, like, into drones back in 2017, 2016, and everybody wanted a drone. They were going to fly it over the city. Everything was going to be great. I don't hear, and quite frankly, I don't see drones. Now, maybe I'm just not looking up enough.
Oh, I do. I do. We've had some kid events where you look up and it's up there. You can, you can hear it.
I remember seeing a drone.
What does it sound like again?
Like a bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember seeing a drone fly over Sporting Park like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, they're taking aerial pictures. That's cute. But I don't ever see a drone fly over my house. It almost looks like this is a solution looking for a problem. Now, you could say, well, Scott, are you going to wait for there to be a problem before you issue the solution? No. I'm not saying that. That's not what I'm arguing. I'm just saying, laws are intended to stop bad behavior or encourage good behavior. I don't remember ever seeing a drone outside my house. I don't remember ever seeing a drone fly over my yard.
Yeah, but you don't want to see one outside your window.
So
right?
Is the law to be proactive in Prairie Village?
I don't know.
To discourage potential bad behavior?
I mean, we have laws on the books for all kinds of things that don't happen often. Bank robbery.
Those actually happen quite a bit.
I was going to say, yeah, that happens a lot
it's
more
a
than
horrible,
you'd think.
Horrible way to make a living. Every single time someone robs a bank, I'm like, really? Really?
That was the best idea
That's
you came up with
That's the best idea
this
you got? Because I have never seen one of those end well.
Does anybody ever get away with a bank robbery? They do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not condoning the behavior.
Yeah, I didn't.
I am condoning it. I'm not endorsing it. Sorry, I am condoning the behavior.
What?
Condoning.
Yeah.
Did I use that word right?
No.
Oh, never mind. Whatever.
Condoning and endorsing are synonyms.
Okay.
You are neither condoning nor endorsing it.
No, I am condemning.
There we go.
That's
condemning
the word that's the word I was looking for. Thank you. Anyway, so Prairie Village is set to take up this bill, this law, that would outlaw flying drones over somebody else's private property. Where else are you going to use a drone? Unless you own
over
acreage,
a park.
A public park.
Okay.
Okay. Or unless you own acreage. Otherwise, you might as well not own a drone.
You can do it in your own backyard. Your own driveway.
That's exciting.
There's actually a fair number of professional purposes for it.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Photography. Huge.
Media.
Yeah.
But you know what? Wait. Those uses are regulated by something else and would not fall under this ordinance. I read that. If you are a media person, a photographer, you are under the umbrella of the FCC. You have your own little set of rules. You know, you're licensed through them or they know who you are somehow.
Buddy of mine it works for a roofing company and they do a lot of inspections that way. I've worked for broadcast companies where that's how they inspect the tower. If they think something's wrong,
oh,
they'll
sure.
send the drone up. And,
I mean, cattle?
Absolutely.
Will,
oh, yeah.
Farmers use this stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. In fact, the story from the Star says, over the past few months, McClatchy, the parent company of the Star, has voiced concerns to city officials in Prairie Village that such an ordinance could limit news coverage by licensed drone pilots. Hmm. But the ordinance would apply only to people using drones for recreational use.
Right.
It would not apply to licensed commercial users, such as construction or media companies. The FAA regulates commercial drone flight. Okay. So if you're in the media, and I'm working as a reporter or a producer at, say, Fox 4.
You can do what you got to do in Prairie Village.
I can fly the drone over Prairie Village.
Correct.
And your property rights be damned.
Correct.
Okay. 576-7798. Let's go to Mary in Shawnee. Hello, Mary.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Great to be first time caller. I love those programs.
Thank you. It's yours.
I think you already touched on what I was going to call about, and that's the business use of drones. I work for an engineering firm, and we use them for a lot of the studies that we do and testing that we do on the soil and the environment on properties. And it could be, you know, it could be a residential property. It could be a commercial property. So we use them in the technology because it gives us information that we can't get any other way. So I was just going to
Hang on just a second. Like what? I mean, what information do you get from a drone that you couldn't get any other way?
Well, it gives you the topology of the ground. They do geotechnical studies. They also, whenever they produce a report, they have to provide the documentation of what their study proved. And so those aerial photos... Mm-hmm. It would be really difficult for them to get the kind of information they get with a drone any other way. I mean, you know, flying over, you know, a big property, you'd have to get a lift truck, you'd have to get up on the, you know, top of the floor. So it's useful in business. I can see that the recreational side of it,
yeah,
it's probably not a bad idea to regulate that.
But if you are using this for the purpose of your business, I don't know that you would be flying over someone's private property for your business. I mean, maybe were in the real estate.
Well, that's what she was just saying, was in real estate, they fly to get topography and all that stuff.
But do you have to be on the property to do that, is I guess what I'm asking.
You would have to be either over it or, like, right on the outside of the boundaries. Now, what if we're talking...
What if you're in the public street in front of the house, I would say, okay. If you're flying over someone else's house to get to that house, I wonder if this comes into play.
But Dana, don't think just urban. Think rural.
Yeah.
So let's say I want to buy 100 acres in central Kansas, okay?
Yeah.
I could drive out there and walk through 100 acres to see if this is property I really want to buy, or they could fly a drone over it. If they fly a drone over it, how do they get there? Well, I guess you could just park on the street or on the dirt road.
Without going over someone's property.
Otherwise, yeah, you would have to go over somebody else's property. Let's go to Mark in Liberty. Mark, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're doing quite well. Hey, do you have your radio on?
I'm trying to turn it down.
Thank you, buddy.
No, well, whatever. Everything was just said right there, especially the real estaters. I just had tree trim, and the tree cutters flew a drone over the house to look at the pictures. Well, they're going to go over someone else's property more than likely.
To get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean it's so useful. I have a drone. I fly a drone. I fly a drone to look for lost dogs so I can get the topography of where they may be so I can get the lay of the land. So, I mean, and that's just like regulating it.
But if that's what you're doing, Mark, as a business, and someone calls and an officer says, hey, what are you doing? And you're like, look, I'm out looking for this lab. I don't know that they're going to throw you in jail for that. I think they are really trying to target creepy McWeirdo.
Okay, but is that really an issue?
I don't know.
I mean, are people flying drones and parking them, literally hovering outside of somebody's window?
We had a case in our neighborhood about a year ago where that was alleged to have happened.
That somebody is hovering
a drone. Yep, and there was no law to address it on the books. Okay. And so the individual was told, knock it off.
How is that not in and of itself peeping?
Because you don't necessarily own that sliver of airspace in between houses. I mean, who owns that? I don't know.
I mean, if I'm looking at you...
How high up do you own the air above your property?
I have no idea. That's a great question. Because if I own it 33,000 feet up, I want the
FAA
to start paying me some money.
You want that delta up there?
According to somebody on the text line, the cameras are not strong enough to see through windows unless they're like 2 feet from the window.
Right.
Or it's dark outside and there's a light on in the room.
But are you then peeping if you're, let's say somebody's walking naked in their living room at night.
Yeah.
The blinds are up. And I'm on the sidewalk across the street, and I'm just watching. Is that really peeping, or is that just taking advantage?
It's super creepy for you to ask, but I think if line of sight and open window, the answer is probably no.
I mean, are you not – I don't want to make the victim the perpetrator here, but if you're walking around in your living room naked at
night – Shut the curtains.
Aren't you kind of asking to be looked at?
Well, see, this has come up recently as well, where there is – an individual who is routinely naked in an open window. And I've seen it. Friends of mine have seen it.
Is this in your neighborhood?
Is it illegal? I think the answer is no.
I would argue the answer is no.
Unless and until they are doing this
for exposition, for exhibition purposes.
For lurid purposes.
Right.
I don't know that the individual is doing it for lurid purposes. I'd prefer not to see it. And I've seen it more than once.
Then don't look.
It's become a thing now. Literally, it's become a thing now where I'm like, there it is again.
576-7798. Let's get him in before we got to get out of here. Don't forget, we're at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe this Friday. And Todd the Magician, Todd Lemanski, will be joining us right around 3 o'clock. Let's go to Guy in Raymore. Guy, hello.
Hey, I had a funny little deal with the drone one day. My wife come out from the grocery store. She was putting the groceries up, so I come out to help her. There was a drone hovering about 25, 30 feet above her.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, that's kind of creepy, because I got a good-looking wife, you know? And I told my wife, I said, how intrusive is that? That thing's just sitting there checking you out, you know? And then a couple of days, and then when it kind of like, it zoomed down the street, like it was a high dollar drone, okay? So then, a couple of days later, it comes out between the houses like it's been in my backyard. And I'm thinking, what the hell? You know, I got a swimming pool. My wife lays out back there, you know, in the pool. But man, this is kind of intrusive.
Yeah. A few days later,
I see the sheriff up the street with the remote control in that daggum drone.
The sheriff?
The sheriff.
Did you approach the sheriff and tell him to not fly the drone over your yard?
Here's what I did.
Okay.
I posted it on the Raymore page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, what are the rules, what are the laws involved in this?
Mm-hmm.
Went away. The problem went away.
Right on.
Yeah, into somebody else's backyard.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else's hot wife.
She good looking, you know?
Not your problem anymore, though, you know? We got to run. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for spending a part of your afternoon with us. We will see you Friday at 54th Street Grill and Bar in Olathe. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, my good friend and co-host, I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.